Next up is this month's cover story. 10 reasons to be optimistic, because, well, we all need some good news from time to time. Here then are 10 reasons to help you feel a little bit better about the world.
1. We are all richer. Not everyone in the West is happy with the effects of globalization, but for humanity as a whole, it has been a huge success. Worldwide, people today are richer than they've ever been, and that wealth is more fairly distributed. Until the middle of the 20th century, over half of the world's population had always lived in conditions of extreme poverty, currently defined as living on less than $2 a day. Now, this number is below 10% of the world's population. Each day, about 300,000 more people are gaining access to electricity and a clean water supply for the first time.
2. We're less violent. We hear about violence and murder every day in the news, but is the world becoming more brutal? Not if you look at the numbers. For example, Brits today may think that England is violent, but the murder rate was 50 times higher back in the Middle Ages. The same is true of cities almost everywhere. The number of people being killed in wars today is a quarter of what it was in the 1980s. Go back to the last big conflict, the Second World War, and the annual death toll was about 20 times higher than it was in 2018's conflicts.
3. We're more ecologically aware. Plastic in our oceans, habitat loss, insect decline. It's easy to feel submerged by reports of the ways we're destroying the planet. But the fact that these things are being discussed is cause for optimism, because it means changes are happening. As of 2021, single-use plastics, the source of 70% of marine pollution, will be banned in the EU, and other regions are likely to follow. Equally, it is now illegal for EU farmers to use neonicotinoid pesticides, suspected of causing the catastrophic drop in the number of bees and other insects in recent years. These actions may take years to show their effects, but the planet heals fast. In the 1980s, our most urgent problem was the holes in the Earth's ozone layer caused by aerosol chemicals. We took action, and those holes are now in the process of closing.
4. We're becoming more tolerant. In the West, old-fashioned attitudes have been seriously challenged by recent social movements. These range from the Me Too movement campaigning against sexual harassment to the Black Lives Matter movement, highlighting police racism and brutality, to the legalizing of gay marriage and the growing acceptance of transgender rights. Inevitably, these phenomena produce counter-reactions, sometimes ugly or violent, but society's direction of travel is clearly progressive. Nor is this phenomenon a purely Western affair. India, for instance, decriminalized gay sex last year, and a poll of Middle Eastern countries found that young people there today have social attitudes equivalent to those that young Europeans had in the early 1960s, and look how fast our own culture has changed since then.
5. We're solving the energy problem. Donald Trump, the U.S. president, may not believe that climate change is real, but that doesn't mean that the problem is being ignored. Indeed, despite the USA's bad boy image, renewable energy sources are growing faster there than anywhere outside China. By 2020, it is expected that energy from wind and solar power will become cheaper than that from fossil fuels, and both could one day be beaten by the ultimate energy source, nuclear fusion. Fusion is the process that occurs in the sun, and, unlike today's nuclear fission, it is safe, clean, and a source of virtually limitless energy. Scientists have been trying to master it for decades, but a number of recent successful experiments suggest that the first fusion-powered electricity generators will be here by 2030.
6. We are all living longer. Before 1900, the world's average life expectancy was about 30. Today, it is a little over 70 years, 80 in richer countries. principally thanks to our success in combating child mortality. Humans have a natural life expectancy of around 70 years if they reach adulthood. Historically, however, a large proportion of us died tragically young. In 2018, the figure was around 15,000 children under the age of 5 dying each day, which sounds massive until you consider that it was double that in the 1990s. Go back to 1960 and the figure was over 4 times higher, with 19% of all children dying young. Today, for the first time in history, children the world over are born with a high statistical probability of living their full natural lifespan.
7. We are curing diseases. If we are living longer, it's partly because we're making progress against many of our biggest historical enemies. Cases of malaria, which some estimates say has killed more people than old age, have dropped by 60% since the start of the millennium. A global program aims to reduce cholera deaths by 90% in the next decade, and to entirely eradicate polio before then.
8. We are more free. With the rise of extremist and populist parties, it's not surprising that people say democracies are in crisis. But from a historical perspective, this is a strange kind of crisis. At the time of the Battle of Waterloo, 1815, just 1% of the world lived in democracies. And among that 1%, women and working-class men did not have the vote. Today, roughly 2/3 of people live in some form of democracy, and many of those living in authoritarian states, such as China, have more personal freedom than they did a generation ago.
9. We're becoming more intelligent. True, it is tempting to believe that the world is run by idiots. But the fact is that humans are getting more intelligent. Today, the average person's IQ score is 30 points higher than it was a century ago. Those extra points mean that today's average person would have a higher IQ than 98% of people in 1919. It's not certain why this is, but it could be linked to better diet, as the brain requires about 20% of our total calories. Or it may be a product of better education. 85% of people today are literate.
10. And finally, we are happier. Okay, you may say all these social indicators are good, but what do they really mean? Yes, we may be richer and healthier and safer, but are we happier? Well, yes. According to the World Values Survey, 45 out of 52 countries reported an increase in happiness between 1981 and 2007. We began this article talking about money, and yes, money matters, but not all that much. Our sense of well-being rises in sync with our income, up to the level of $50,000 per year. But beyond that, more money will not make you happier. So, if you want a happy life, do something you love rather than just something that makes you rich.